want you to take your Bibles and go to the book of Genesis. We want to try to finish this morning this thought we had last week, why some Christians never make it to the palace. I mean, there's just some Christians this morning, they're never going to get to where God wanted them to get. And we'll look this morning, and a good jumping off point would probably be, let's go to Genesis 39. We're using Joseph. You know, Joseph is a good type of Christ in the Bible. And everything that happened to Joseph happened to Christ. He was betrayed. You know, people think, well, you know, listen, you stay in church long enough, you're going to get hurt. Everybody died on me. But that's just the truth about it. There's going to be somebody going to say something you don't like. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to quit on God over that. Genesis chapter 39, you know, last week we talked about the pit of betrayal. You know, a lot of people, they never get out of that pit. They stay in that pit. We said last week, for the sake of some of y'all that wasn't here, the pit was deep. There's some that never get out of there. Oh, sure, they still come to church, but they're just hooked up, or they're just so consumed on being betrayed. Then not only was that pit deep, the Bible said that the pit was empty, the pit was deserted. They were down there by themselves. I mean, just sometimes you got to encourage yourself. And Paul said, I think myself happy. I mean, can I be honest with you? There's just times like yesterday I had to think myself happy. I got in the car and I just left. Not because me and my wife were arguing. I just hopped in there and left. You know, there's just times you're going to have to think yourself happy. And that yesterday I had to think myself happy. And I ain't too good at making myself happy. You know, that pit was deep. It was deserted. You know, there's going to be times you're going to feel like you're all alone, and the devil's going to make sure you know that. The Lord, He's crucified. Where's everybody at? A week before, they were crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then a week later, they're saying, crucify Him. The same crowd. You know, the day He died on Calvary, nobody was praising Him that day. And yet we expect in the Christian life, we're just going to wake up, everything's going to be happy. You've been watching too much Joel Osteen. That's not the Christian life. You say, well, you're not painting a good picture. Just to be honest with you today, you're going to go through some betrayals in your Christian life. How are you going to handle it? What if Joseph said, you know what? My brothers have cast me in this pit. Not only have they cast me in the pit, they sold me out. You wouldn't think the Christian brethren would sell you out. Anything to make a dollar. Let me go ahead and put it in a way we can understand. Anything to make them look better. Anything to make their light shine brighter. They'll sell you out. Now, I will say there are some Christian brethren I thank God for. And there's one sitting right there I thank God for, Brother Tony. There's one sitting right there, and a lot of you in here, I thank God for you. Not only was that pit deep, it was deserted, it was dry according to the Bible. The pit was empty and there was no water in it. There's Christians today, even in this church, you're in a dry place. You know why I know you're in a dry place? When they're up here magnifying the Lord Jesus, you can't even lift your hands. There's nothing inside of you bubbling. You know why? You're bitter and you become barren. Something inside of you has died. What if Joseph had said, you know what? They sold me out. I know I got a dream, but hey, I'm in this pit. I might as well just give up. Joseph is sold. He watches his brethren sell him into slavery. Most Christians can't handle that. But I want you to look with me as we step through this. So you have the pit of betrayal. That's where a lot of people stop their Christian walk. It's what I call forsaken by their brethren. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to go on if nobody else goes with you? Hey man, it's a blessing when you're behind somebody. It's a blessing when me and Brother Charlie's walking together. It's a blessing when y'all want to walk with me, but there might come a day I have to walk by myself. I mean, there's going to be a time that there's going to be problems coming to this church, mark or nail. Do you think that we're exempt from problems? And I might have to walk some lonely, lonely roads. But I don't want to give up on the dream God gave me. Genesis 39, if you're there, look with me in verse number 1. He's been sold out of the pit. Now he's in Potiphar's house. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, and an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of the Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord had made him that he did prosper in all his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him the overseer of his house, and all that he put in his hand. You know, we find here that, hey, he was in the pit, and thank God he got delivered out of the pit. Now, it seems like even though that he's been sold into slavery and sold out by his brethren, he's still in a good place. Hey, listen, folks, you might be in a pit, but if you'll stay in church, you're still in a good place. Amen. Don't quit church. You need church. You need Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. You need to come every time the door is open. Amen. Because you're still in a good place. Don't quit church. In verse number 7, we find here that even though he's in a good place, doesn't mean he's going to be absent from problems. Verse 7, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. And he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wanteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he had in my hand. There is none greater in his house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Now then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there came none of the men of the house with him. And she caught him by his garment and saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in his hand and fled and got out. And it came to pass when he saw that, he left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He come in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until the Lord came home.
And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came unto me to want me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left the garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard these words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant do unto me, that his wrath was kindled. Can I say, even though he got out of the pit, now he's in a place of beguilement. Do you know in Genesis 29 verses 2 and 3, even though he's in a good place, he begins to prosper. Yeah. Hey folks, I've seen Christians come in here, and people come in here, man, God begins to prosper them and things begin to go good, and they just let one accusation knock them out. Folks, I'm going to tell you, even though you're in a place of prosperity, maybe this morning you say, well, preacher, I ain't in the pit. Hallelujah. Thank God you ain't in the pit. Maybe you're in a good place of prosperity. And there's a place here. And I can remember when we first got in the church, me and my wife said, there ain't nobody that's going to make me mad here. I love everybody. Everybody loves me. I felt like we were having a Barney fest. I love you and you love me. But guess what? That quickly changed. Y'all with me? Give me a Presbyterian nod right there. Hey, there are things that come in and, man, I'm prospering and our family's growing and the next thing you know, I'm wanting to kill somebody. Hello? Oh, I know that y'all ain't never felt that way, but I have. And I'm not talking about since I've been pastor. You don't want to know what I think right now. Do you remember I took a drive yesterday? I mean, you might be in a place right now, things are prospering, but watch out. Look out. There's going to be somebody that makes a false accusation against you, and the next thing you know, you're going to be mad at everybody. Listen, folks, we can make fun of it all we want to, Brother Wayne. I guarantee you, we can knock on every one of these doors, and all these people that used to go to church, they'll say this one thing, I don't go to church because I got hurt in church. And you know, we used to kind of make a joke about that, but I'm telling you, there were people at one time that were preaching in the house of God, they were singing in the house of God, they had their family in church, and one accusation drove them out of church. Hey, it was a place of prosperity, according to Genesis 39, 2 through 3. God began to prosper him, and the Bible said that even the master, people around him, saw that God was doing something in his life. And I'm going to tell you, that's when you got to worry about these people that get jealous and envy. Man, you get in church and maybe somebody gets up and sings. And what I've seen here is God is not a respecter person. He can use anybody He wants if they'll yield themselves to Him. Who does it matter? I mean, as long as Jesus gets the glory, who does it matter who sings or who preaches? Amen. As long as God gets the glory. We're so worried about our reputation. How come He didn't ask me? And boy, I tell you this, and I tell you that, I'm telling you, my friend, you can be prospering right now in a place of prosperity, but you better watch out because there are going to be some accusations made against you. Yeah, I know where I'm preaching. I'm preaching at my church. I'm not testing this out so I can go preach it somewhere else. I'm trying to help some of y'all. Some of y'all that you say, well, preacher, I got out of the pit. But maybe you're so upset because you see that Potiphar's wife, per se, has made an accusation against you. Did the Lord Himself not have false accusations made against Him? They brought up these witnesses. You think you're any better than Christ? You know, not only was it a place of prosperity, this place had a promise. You think about it, it's better than the pit. Hey, this is better than the pit. I mean, God's blessing in here. I mean, people's actually saying amen. There's actually a little bit of the Spirit of God here. Amen. I appreciate that. I mean, you know how many churches a day the preacher's going, thank you for coming to church. We want to preach the whole book of Leviticus this morning. And here we feel the presence of God. And we're prospering. Hey, y'all don't notice things like this, but I do. Look at the age of our church. Look at the young people still hanging in. You know what the average church today you go, it's just, and listen, don't take this the wrong way, old folk. We still need you. We still need you, Silver Saints, even though you ain't helping me this morning. But I look around here and I see the potential in our church. I see the young families. Miss Stephanie joined last week. Brother Nick and them wanting to start helping in children's church. I see the prosperity and I see the promise that God has. But hey, there's a Potiphar's wife around the corner. Oh, everybody ain't excited. I wonder when God gets to stirring, who's the one that keeps quenching him? I wonder who's the one sitting in here this morning. Potiphar's wife sitting among us, amen. And they don't want anybody to prosper and have any promise in their life. I sure wouldn't want to be a Potiphar's wife. Man, I want to see God move. I'd much rather the Lord Jesus Christ preach this morning than me. Amen. He can do a whole lot better job than I can. But I'm telling you, if we're not careful, we'll be so comfortable in the prosperities of the past that we forget about the future. You know what? And I told my wife this last night after I come home. She called her. You coming home? I said, I'm at the Bass Pro Shop right now. Hey, it helped to go somewhere at least you liked. I didn't go to Rue 21. I didn't go to Claire's. I went to Harbor Freight and Home Depot. Why? So I can get my thinking cleared. Looking at them recess lights, I want to put my room cleared my thinking. I told my wife this, you younger generation, you're just okay with riding the coattails of the older generation. I went okay with it. You know what happens when Christians get to this place? When those accusations begin to come up? I tell you what happens. I wrote two things down. Number one, they begin to wonder. Maybe God don't want me here. I love the church. But I tell everything that's going on in the church is bad on social media. Then you start wondering. They'll probably appreciate me down there at that other church. No, because you're going to take your Potiphar's wife self down there and mess that church up too. So that's pretty strong. I'm trying to save those that are in the pit this morning. I'm trying to help the ones, and when I say me, not God through, you know what I'm saying, not me personally. As the under-shepherd of this church, it bothers me when lambs are led to the slaughter because of a Potiphar's wife. All they had was a dream. How many people's dreams have we killed? We begin to wonder. That preacher hates me every time he preaches on me. We'll get right. You know what? Not only does it cause a Christian to begin to wonder, do I really fit? I don't really fit in down there. Where else are you going to go, you oddball? Seriously, where else are you going to go? If you've been raised up in this, you ain't going to go down there to where they're contemporary and get anything out of it. Oh, you're going to go down there. I'm telling you, eventually your conscience will get seared. Eventually you'll get down there and maybe you'll warm yourself to the fire like Peter did. But I'm going to tell you, when the Lord Jesus Christ with that conviction stares at you, you'll leave that warming fire.
He went out and wept bitterly, Brother Terrence. I mean, he got in the point. But you know, there's some Christians this morning, well, I really don't fit in there. He ain't talked to me. I had a member that left the church. Count it. How many times I talked to him prior to me becoming pastor? You know what it was? Potiphar's wife. Say, well, the devil began to give them false accusations. Well, he didn't say nothing to me this morning. And the devil begins to play with your mind, and then you begin to wonder. Well, I know my family got saved here. My life got put back together. I got saved in the church. But the devil begins to beguile you. He begins to make these false accusations in your mind, and he begins to play with your mind. And the next thing you know, you pick up your family and you take your family out of this church, and then we'll see you 20 and 30 years from now, and little Susie's pregnant out of wedlock and Billy's on dope. You know why? They couldn't handle the pit. There's some that just can't handle that pit of betrayal, and they begin to wonder when they get to Potiphar's house. Oh, remember when everything was great here? Remember when you used to shout it out and everything was great? And now you come wondering who's against you? I tell you, not only does it make you wonder, I tell you something else it makes you do. It makes you withdraw. You know what it is? You become guarded. Nobody's going to get in me. This is my circle. Bless God, you better not come in it. You know what happens? Oh, you're here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You know what happens? Well, I just don't need Sunday school no more. You begin to withdraw. Oh, I know. I'll come Sunday morning, but you know Sunday night, I got to get up at 7. I got to be at work at 7. They get out at 7:05. I mean, if he got out at 6:55, I'd be there. And you begin to withdraw. Oh, remember how you used to come to ladies' fellowship? Remember how you used to come to 5:30 prayer? Those ain't no important no more. Because somebody made an accusation against you and you believed it. You know how serious business is going on this morning in this church house. The lives of families that are involved here. Literally lives of our children and the next generation. And you know what we're doing? We're just playing in church. And we get mad at one another. And we can't stand one another. There's some people can't stand the sight of one another. And we call ourselves Christian brethren? That you're not running around trying to... But you know what? The devil's got you in this place of Potiphar's wife where all these accusations the devil's tossing at you. You know what? What if Joseph said, you know what? I'm giving up on the dream. I know God got me out of the pit. Hey, folks, you remember when God got you out of that pit? You remember when He reached down His nail-scarred hand and picked you out of that pit? I remember that day. I can take you to the place, amen. I remember everything about that day. And God got me out of that pit, and He put me in a good church where I got to hear good preaching and good singing, and God put my family back together. Hallelujah! But I'm telling you, since I've been out of the pit, there's been accusations lobbed. I'm sick of the ministry when it comes to political stuff. I recently, before I took pastor, was blamed to being a 1-2-3 repeat after me. Spread all over Georgia. I knew it wasn't true. But you know what? I started getting an attitude. Oh, well, I don't get an attitude when the accusation. Well, let me make some up about you and let's see. Let's just make them up. You know, the sad thing is, I've had preachers start talking about other preachers. You know what my policy is now? Let's call him. I mean, right now? Yeah, right now. I got his number. Let's get him on the phone so he can defend himself. Don't run people down. You know why preachers are quitting? You know why church members are quitting? They can't handle the accusations. Hey, and I'm not saying that some of them ain't hurtful. Yeah, they're hurtful. If we were being honest, if I had every head bowed and every eye closed and you were honest and God made you answer this question, there's not one person in this building of age could not raise their hand and say, you've been mad at somebody in this building. Man, we're a family. This is all I got. I mean, for better or worse, this is all I got. And you too. I mean, this is all we got. I mean, these are the men and women that prayed when you were sick, and some of them gave so you could have food, amen. And the least we can do is get right with each other. But you know why we ain't, some of you ain't going to never make it to the palace? You can't deal with the accusations.
Come on, preacher.
What is it going to take for our church? What's it going to take? Is it going to have to put somebody in a coffin? You're going to have to put somebody down. Say, well, I've been betrayed. Who hasn't? I've been falsely accused. Who hasn't? You think preachers are exempt from that? We got men in this building, Brother Terrence, Brother Tony, Brother Charlie. How many false accusations have been lobbed against them? Somewhere down the line, they just had to say, I'm going to keep going. I got a dream. God gave me something to do. You know, we don't even know right now if Joseph realized he's going to end up in the palace. We don't know that. All we know is what God showed him, that his brethren would be giving him obeisance. That's all we know. I mean, he's down at Potiphar's house. He's in charge of everything. This morning, are you wondering? You see a crowd over here talking. I bet you they're talking about me. You're paranoid. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and help you. I hope this comes out right. But you're not the main conversation of every conversation in the building. I know that probably destroyed some of y'all. But just because this little group over here is speaking, don't mean they're running you down. More than likely, they ain't talking about God either. Hello? What's happened is we've got so cotton-picking paranoid about everything that we're wondering all the time, and we can't get a blessing out of church. Why is he shouting? Oh, I can't believe he stood up. Lord? I mean, I've seen his Instagram photos. What's she shouting about? Why is she happy? Boy, she knew what I knew. She'd wipe that smile off her face. But then you go from wondering, and I'll close with this, you just withdraw. You build your little wall, and you dare anybody to come in your space. And so why nobody talks to you? Because we're afraid of you. We don't want to get cussed out in church. And I put a lot of humor in this, but y'all know it's true. Y'all know, y'all been in this church long enough to know that them songs would have put 99% of us on the altar. Y'all know that. But now we just reserve to the point we'll say amen and shout a little bit and that's about it. We won't get right with one another. And we're letting our dream die. Our pastor, 30-something years ago had a dream. Y'all realize that? And this ain't poured on Brother Charlie today, but he began to, don't tell me he didn't go in no pits. Don't tell me he'd been to Potiphar's house and all accusations made against him. Oh, well, he's just a hateful preacher. One of the most compassionate men I know was sitting up there. Amen. You say he was rough. He sure was rough. But I've seen tears roll down his face. Amen. Accusations. Well, he don't like us. He don't love us. You preachers don't love us. Oh, if you only knew. You only knew. You know the sad thing is, Brother Charlie, you got to watch him die in the pew. Yeah. Each week you come in here with that CPR and you try to shock them. Yeah. But they're DOAs. And you shock them. And then you might see a little pulse and next thing you know they flatlined again. You have to watch their dream die. You have to watch that potential that you've seen in them, that God showed you in them. You have to watch them sit there and waste that potential. Hey, it was a place of prosperity. It was a place of promise. But then the accusations came, and you know what happened? I wonder if Joseph sat there and began to wonder, did God show me the right thing? I mean, did I dream that the right way? Now I'm going to have to go to prison? But there's a place of betrayal, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. Some of you ain't never made it out of that ditch. You're still in the pit. Now I'm going to tell you, you stay in there and stay bitter and barren. Or you can let somebody help you out. How are you going to get out? Somebody's going to have to pray you out. I wonder if they looked down and, hey, Joseph, just read your Bible more. Just pray more down there, Joseph. Hey, there'll get a point in your life you don't want to pray or read your Bible. Yeah, even when it comes to your preacher. But I'm going to tell you, there's always been, God's always sent somebody by. Oh, I guarantee you Joseph wasn't expecting them to come by and get him out. Somebody got him out. This morning, where are you at? You dead? You're wondering? You're withdrawn? By the way, I know who you are, but I ain't going to drag you down to no altar either. If the Holy Ghost can't get you down here, when are you going to take the step to get out? When are you going to call them and say, I need some help? You know that great verse and I don't have it in front of me. I cried, and he heard my cry. He had to cry from the pit.